Chapter 1. Lana. The first light of morning filtered through the grimy curtains, just enough to illuminate the peeling wallpaper and worn carpet. Delightful. I stretched out my legs under the thin, scratchy blanket, which did little to ward off the morning chill seeping through the cracks in the window. The bathroom light flickered like it was trying to decide whether it wanted to live or die, throwing erratic shadows across the wall. This place looked like it hadn't been cleaned since the 80s, and I was sure as hell that was the last time the sheets had been washed. I glanced over at Kale and Callista, both still sleeping on their lumpy queen mattress. Callista cuddled up to him, and I was mildly jealous of her built-in heater. Kale lay on his back, his arm draped over his eyes, his chest rising and falling in a slow, measured rhythm. I was happy for them. But that picture of domestic bliss was a little bit disgusting. I sat up, my muscles protesting, and the weight of the dagger pressed against my side. I pulled it out from beneath my coat, its hilt warm against my palm. The blade hummed against my skin like a living thing, and I ran my thumb over the intricate engravings. It was strange, this connection I felt to it. Ever since I'd drawn it across my palm and let my blood seep into its metal, it had been with me. A constant presence, a silent companion. It didn't speak to me, but it didn't need to. "You already have a companion," my wolf growled. "A piece of metal isn't going to replace you," I shot back. I was equal parts terrified and intrigued by the things I felt happening in my body, to my wolf and my magic. And then there was the guilt and the grief. Rowan had given me the go-ahead to leave our new Kootenai pack. But we'd barely blended Kitimat and Black Lake. This damn dagger had been the cause of a revolution, not only in our packs, but all the packs in British Columbia. As the third to Rowan, my alpha, I'd been a leader in Black Lake. At least in my absence, Callista's brother Blake was there to step in. I still didn't know if my school had found a replacement teacher for me. I'd left them a hurried message about my last-minute change of plans and received an email acknowledgement on Monday morning. They weren't happy with me, and I didn't blame them.